Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life? Well, I don't personally. But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain. It's a breath of fresh air. This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Walk, Section 9A, Mottingham Lane to Beckenham Place Park, is 4.5 miles, which takes just over 2 hours. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces, which includes some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From a former naval college to the home of three spined sticklebacks. At the Green Chain major signpost, turn left and follow Mottingham Lane to its junction with Grove Park Road. Turn right down Grove Park Road, passing the entrance gates of Eltham College.
Eltham College is housed in buildings on the site of Fairy Hall, once a 40-acre estate. This building dates from the mid-19th century. It was used by the Royal Naval School from 1889 to 1911 and taken over by the school for the Sons of Missionaries in 1912 to form Eltham College. Famous pupils of the college include Mervyn Peake, the artist and novelist, and Eric Liddell, whose story is told in the film Chariots of Fire. He refused to enter the 100-metre race at the 1924 Paris Olympics because the heats were on a Sunday. However, he ran in the 400 metres and set a world record. Beware hereabouts if a report of 1585 is true. On the 4th of August 1585, betimes in the morning, in the hamlet of Mottingham, the ground began to sink in a field belonging to Sir Percival Hart, so much so that three great elm trees were swallowed up into the pit. And before 10 of the clock, no part of them could be seen. The site referred to is near Eltham College.
Continue down Grove Park Road. At the bend, turn left to enter Mottingham Sports Ground. Follow the drive to the pavilion and continue in a straight line across the grass. At the far end of the field, turn left. After 30 metres, turn right to enter Lower Marvels Wood. Follow the path bearing right where the path forks to emerge at Dunkerry Road. Cross the road and follow the marker post through the wood to Castleton Road. Cross straight over, go along Calcott Walk, turn left into Charminster Road and shortly right into Castlecombe Road. Turn right onto the first path to enter Marvels Wood. Follow the marker post through the wood, turning right where the paths cross to enter Elmstead Woods.
Marvels and Elmstead Woods. In the stream next to the sports ground, you can see three spined sticklebacks, but please do not disturb them. Elmstead Woods is an area of oak and sweet chestnut coppice. Hornbeams, the hairy woodrush, and butterflies such as the comma can be found here. The woods were originally part of the Bishop of Rochester's estate and used to provide timber for shipbuilding.
From the sticklebacks to Poor Fred's Pub. Follow the path as it bears left, keeping the railings of the cemetery to your right. At the Green Chain major signpost, the branch from Chislehurst Common joins from the left. We will continue straight on. On reaching the metal railings alongside the railway cutting, turn right to follow the hedged path to emerge at the major signpost and information board near the railway bridge. The route from Grove Park Hospital joins the main route at this point. This is described in audio section 8. For the main route, cross over the railway footbridge and continue straight on down New Street Hill. Take the footpath left, opposite Oak Tree Gardens.
In the grounds of Sundridge Park, now laid out as two golf courses, is a large mansion designed in 1795 by James Wyatt for the Scott family. Later additions were made by John Nash, and the grounds were laid out by Humphrey Repton. The Scott family fortunes were derived from stock market dealing and banking. Sir Edward Scott was a friend of the then Prince of Wales, who often visited the house for pheasant shooting weekends.
With the golf course railings on your left, follow the path past the allotment.
At the end of the allotments, to the right in Milk Street, you can see Hall's Farm, an old farmhouse. This is a reminder of the farming history of the area, which goes back to at least 1500. The present house dates from the early 19th century.
Continue along the path. Turn right to take the path past the tennis club, cross the footbridge over the railway, and emerge onto Minster Road. Cross over Minster Road to the Green Chain Major signpost and follow the footpath ahead.
Just to the left, along Nickel Lane, stands the Prince Frederick Pub. Originally known as the Prince Frederick's Head, formerly an alehouse dating from at least 1761, it was rebuilt, receiving new frontage in 1890. It is believed to be the only pub named after Poor Fred, Prince of Wales, 1707 to 1751, the eldest son of George II and father of George III. He was a keen patron of the arts and commissioned the building of a splendid state barge, now housed at the National Maritime Museum in Greenwich. He was outlived by his father, who on the prince's death refused to pay for his debts.
From Poor Fred's Pub to the end of Walk 9A. On reaching Nickel Lane, cross over and follow Foxbury Road as it bears left. Cross Croft Road and turn right along it. At Burnt Ash Lane, A2212, use the pedestrian island to reach Park Avenue opposite. Follow Park Avenue for its full length to the Green Chain Major signpost at the junction with London Lane and Bromley Hill. Cross Bromley Hill, A21, to Oaklands Road using the pedestrian island. As the road bears left, turn right into Coniston Road and left down the unmade road, Elstree Hill.
Look for the interesting porchway dating from 1874, which was originally part of the doorway to the London School Board offices on the Victoria Embankment. The offices were demolished in 1929, but the porch was re-erected here in 1930.
At the bottom of Elstree Hill, cross over and turn right into Calmont Road. Turn left onto the footpath and follow it round the edge of Warren Avenue open space. Cross the footbridge over the Ravensbourne River and out into Ravensmead Road. Continue straight over and turn right along Ravensbourne Avenue and left into Crab Hill. Just past Ravensbourne Station, turn right into Beckenham Place Park. Follow the tree-lined path and on reaching the wood, turn left. Turn right just before the building and follow the marker post through the wood to the major signpost. Congratulations, you have reached your destination.